since the IO architectures are changing, applications need to change how they do IO if they want to get good performance out of this new architecture. This is a big and new challenging task for the applications. However, UnifiFS can provide IO performance portability for applications, and they can use the distributed in storage as easily as they use the parallel file system through UnifiFS.
From the U.S. Department of Energy's Exascale Computing Project, this is Let's Talk Exascale. Hello from SC19 in Denver. In this episode, we're pleased to have Catherine Moore of Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory and Sarp Orrell of Oak Ridge National Laboratory to speak about the UnifiFS effort. And first, we want to talk a little bit about each of our people here. Catherine is the group leader of the Data Analysis Group at the Center for Applied Scientific Computing at LLNL, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. And Sarp is the team leader for File and Storage Systems for the Technology Integration Group at the National Center for Computational Sciences at Oak Ridge National Laboratory. And we're very pleased to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll begin with the big picture of what you're doing, and we'll talk about objectives and all that sort of thing. So let's begin with you, Catherine.
Right, so UnifiFS is a file system for distributed burst buffers like you would find on Oak Ridge's Summit machine or Livermore's Sierra. And our goal with UnifiFS is to make using burst buffers easy and fast. It's easy because we present a shared namespace or mount point across the distributed burst buffers for applications to access. And so they can access it just like they do a parallel file system. They can use it directly, or they can use it through high-level I/O libraries, for example, ones that are worked on in ECP like HDF5, Adios, MPI/IO, and so on. And so UnifiFS is easy, but it's also fast. And the reason it's fast is because we have tailored it specifically for the kinds of I/O that HPC applications do. So this includes periodic output dumps like visualization files and checkpoint restart. And additionally, UnifiFS is not shared across jobs like a parallel file system. Instead, it is spun up specifically for your job, so you have access to the resources only for your job. There's no contention. We've targeted UnifiFS for ECP systems. It currently runs on Summit and Sierra, and we're also targeting the upcoming Exascale platforms, including A21, Frontier, and El Capitan.
All right, and I think Sarp is going to tell us about the collaboration involved so we get a handle on how you work and who's involved.
Yes, UnifiFS is a collaboration, and it's part of the ECP XIO project. Mm-hmm. The project, XIO project, is led by Suren Baina at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. Mm-hmm. And UnifiFS is a joint development effort between Lawrence Livermore National Lab and Oak Ridge National Lab. The project lead is Catherine Moorhoff from Lawrence Livermore National Lab. Uh-huh. We are both the co-PIs on the project. The team composition is 10 people, 5 from Livermore side and 5 from Oak Ridge side. The project has started in 2017, and it's scheduled to go beyond ECP. Currently, we are on track.
Excellent. Catherine, tell us where this project fits into ECP overall.
Well, UnifiFS fills a key gap for ECP applications. So we said that UnifiFS supports distributed burst buffers, and those are very challenging for applications to use if they are using shared files. So the reason for that is that when you have distributed burst buffers, the burst buffers are local to a compute node, and that means that any data that's been output on that compute node is not visible to processes running on another compute node. So without some kind of software support, you're just kind of stuck. And so that's where UnifiFS comes in. So we present a shared namespace across those distributed devices, and your application can access it just like it's a parallel file system. The other way this fits into ECP is that we are working very, very closely with other ECP projects to make sure that we integrate well with them. In particular, we're working with HDF5 for one reason, because we're on the same ECP project, XIO, as Art mentioned, but also because we know a lot of ECP applications use HDF5. So we think it's really important to make sure that we support it fully and have great performance.
Sarp, I think you're going to tell us a little bit about the challenges. There's a lot to deal with, I'm sure. So share that with us, if you will.
Up until very recently, we have been doing I.O. In the same way for decades. Traditionally, we had a shared parallel file system. And recently, we have been seeing the addition of new storage devices in systems, and burst buffers are an example of this in-system storage that have been recently introduced. And this now is creating a different storage hierarchy. The first level of this hierarchy is in-system storage, and the second level could be the parallel file system. Since the I/O architectures are changing, applications need to change how they do I/O if they want to get good performance out of this new architecture. This is a big and new challenging task for the applications. However, UnifiFS can provide I/O performance portability for applications, and they can use the distributed in storage as easily as they use the parallel file system through UnifiFS. The challenge for us is that hierarchical storage systems are new and different from system to system based on the design and implementation. And there's no telling currently what the storage systems of the future deployments will be like with any certainty. So we have to design the UnifiFS to be flexible to accommodate any kind of future in-system storage deployments.
Okay. So I see you've completed the first 3-year phase of ECP. Catherine, will you tell us about the successes you've had so far?
Right. Well, UnifiFS is a relatively new project compared to many of the projects that are in ECP. When we started ECP, it was a research prototype. And what that means is that we had a proof of concept piece of software that demonstrated how you can share data across burst buffers, but it wasn't built for production use or for sustainability. So the first 3 years, we really spent a lot of effort refactoring the UnifiFS code and updating it so that it will be production ready. We have released our first beta release, well, I guess our beta release, 0.9, and it's available on GitHub if people want to try it out. And in this release, we have quite a few things added. Support to integrate UnifiFS with people's job scripts so that it's spun up automatically. Under the covers, we made a whole lot of changes to make it more portable and faster. So for example, in our 0.9 release, we have improved the read performance by as much as 37%, and we're just continuing to work on performance.
Great, thank you. Sarp, we'd like to know what the expected impact of UnifiFS is going to be, not only in ECP, but also in computing overall.
So overall, UnifiFS can provide ECP applications performance portable across changing system storage architectures. This includes upcoming ECP exascale machines, as Catherine mentioned, like A21, El Capitan, and Frontier. At the same time, it's critically important that we provide this portability so that the application developers do not need to spend their time with changing their I/O code from system to system. Also, UnifiFS can provide performance above and beyond what general purpose file systems can provide. This is because UnifiFS relaxes normal file system policies for performance. So we make assumptions about what applications will do, and these assumptions are based on decades of experience with HPC I/O. Then instead of enforcing strict and expensive policies on I/O operations, we relax those policies and get better performance. For example, we assume that reads and writes on a file will not be done at the same time, but will occur in distinct read and write application phases. This is true for vast majority of applications, and by doing this, we get much better performance than is possible with generic purpose file systems that strictly enforce those policies. These changes in how we enforce policies and represent a departure from the way I/O has been done for decades in HPC. The temporary in-system storage provides an opportunity to maintain high performance while taking advantage of relaxed POSIX consistency semantics, and UnifiFS can provide a seamless interface with this new in-system storage hardware layer and ECP applications.
Thanks, Arp. Catherine, tell us what's ahead for the project. What are you going to be doing?
Well, our main focus in the next coming years is to continue improving UnifiFS for portability and performance. But we also want to make sure that we are closely integrated with other ECP projects. So we mentioned that we're working with the HDF5 team, but we're also closely working with the Veloci checkpoint restart library team. So the reason we're doing this is that Veloci works with burst buffers, but it doesn't support shared files over burst buffers. So when you combine Veloci and UnifiFS, now Veloci can support shared file checkpointing on distributed burst buffers.
Okay.
So in addition to that, we're also looking for early adopters who want to try out our beta release and let us know how it works for them. So if anyone hears this podcast and they're interested in improving their I/O performance, we would love to hear from them and learn how we can help them get UnifiFS up and running for them.
Well, thank you, Catherine, and thank you, Sarp. This has been great information. We appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And thanks to you, the listener, for joining us for Let's Talk Exascale.